Now, you know, today is Remembrance Day, of course, here at Triple M every year. We stop and we pause for that minute silence at 11 a.m. That continues again this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also a few locations for ceremonies as well. You've got the Coral Esplanade at Cannonvale. That kicks off at 10:45. You've got Kaelin at 11 a.m. and Bukasia at 5 p.m. later on today as well. But Cole Benson, the Senior Vice President, Mackay RSL Sub-Branch, the one at Jubilee Park, the Cenotaph. That's the big one at 10:30, right?
Yes, that's our focus that we have for Mackay. The other sub-branches are organising them around the district, up the valley, and as you mentioned there, it's a tribute to those who have served, suffered and died in any of our conflicts, including our latest who served in Afghanistan, and also paying respect for those that we still have overseas, as was recently shown when the Prime Minister was on his way back from Glasgow. He dropped in the Middle East to talk to some of our troops overseas.
Yeah, right.
So it's to respect all of those who've wore and wearing the uniform.
You know, with Dave and I were talking about this earlier this morning, and we've got such a young, upcoming, demographic of people in Mackay with Sundays around the country, around the world. It's important to keep those memories alive and to teach our youngsters about past conflicts as well.
Well, freedom is not free. And whilst we may not agree with some of the things that have happened in the last almost 2 years over COVID, those rules are being made by our governments, which are there because we have the freedom to elect, unlike in some other countries. So whilst we may not agree with the rules that they make and so forth, they are made, in their opinion, for our own good, and it's because of those who've given their service and their lives in our country, for the name of our country.
Now, that's the reason why we stopped down at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month, because it marks the end of World War One. You're observing 2 minutes silence at the ceremony in Mackay. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. And that's how it started off on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. So I introduced that as the program writer a couple of years ago and said, well, 2 minutes of someone's time is not much compared to the 60,000 that we lost in that conflict. And I've just been reading a little bit recently where a few years ago, one of our universities did a research, and officially, if someone was injured or died or whatever, when they were injured, they only recorded it once in the statistics. And the university come up and said, for the 330,000 that we sent overseas, there was something like 750,000 injuries who were offline for injuries.
That's amazing.
Making Australian, and Kiwis were a close second, the highest casualty rate per head of population or head of troops that went over there by far. Now, Australian troops were in the forefront of everything.
And look at us as a nation. I mean, we're quite...
We're
small compared to everybody else when it comes to military as well. That's a pretty impressive thing to be proud of, I guess. But, you know, like you say, we've lost so many over the years, and that's why it's important to remember.
Yeah. So, look, at 11 o'clock today, make sure you observe the full 2 minutes. I actually didn't know that, Jay. I thought it was just the one-minute silence.
I wasn't aware of that either.
So, thank you very much for educating us there as well, Cole.
Well, we appreciate those who stop. And pause for that time, wherever they may be, because in World War One there would not have been a family that wasn't affected or afflicted by the casualties of World War One, and to a lesser degree in the others, but every Australian that we lose in a conflict is a tragedy.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't, to our nation.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter whether it's all those hundreds of years ago to more recent times in conflict as well. Every life matters, absolutely.
Look, Cole, now,
I'll just close off here by mentioning that one of the people we will have there will be Murray Smith. And Murray lost his son in Afghanistan. And he'll be in the first rank of wreaths being laid to give respect to a modern casualty family that suffered a casualty in just recent times, as well as everybody else coming along.
Well, look, beautiful. Folks, please get out and support us. If you can't, we are going to be broadcasting that short tribute, Dave, at around 11 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
And, of course, that 1 minute silence directly after that. Cole, mate, thank you so much for joining us on the air. As Dave said, that we've learned a few things this morning, and I'm glad that those parts of education or pieces of information are passed on to us and to everybody else listening this morning.
And on behalf of our fellow veterans and the citizens of Mackay, I thank you very much for your concern and for your interest.